Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Before we get to the top five of five, so Gilly posted the video of us all doing the Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
The comments about Jack are excellent. Can I read off a few?
Yeah.
Okay. Fritz about to go viral for all the wrong reasons.
Hey, all press is good press.
Yep. Hold on. Wait. Jack dances like he's in a wheelchair.
Nice.
OMG, someone get Jack some rhythm.
Someone said I look like a Roblox?
Yeah, Fritz moving like a Roblox character.
And what is Roblox?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know, but it's funny.
Sounds like a robot if I had to guess.
Yeah, Fritz moves as good as his takes, which I also like that one.
Nailed it.
Jack, way to represent the exciting whites.
I think I'm out of that.
Yeah.
E-Rock commented that the delegation, the white delegation, does not answer for me either.
Yeah, that's a good point. Should have tried to hide Jack in the back.
Well, that's kind of where I went. I made sure I got to the back.
Yeah, dude. So good. All right, there we go. Let's get to it, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I put this list together before the video came out.
Yep.
Stock watch on WIP personnel.
Oh, okay.
As an honorable mention, I'm putting myself down.
Yes. Yeah. I think stock should be down
pretty,
for you.
Pretty easy to say on that one.
I think
although
that's fair.
Although I will say, it could be so bad, stock actually goes up.
Yeah. Well, you don't always go viral for doing something super cool. You
exactly.
Know?
You and know? This definitely is not that.
Yep.
Fifth on stock watch is Rod Lakin. Stock down.
Yeah.
The card's messed up.
Yep.
They were going to try to send to Joe Shane. Signed by everyone in Philadelphia.
Yep. Stockwatch down.
It says kindness instead of
kindness.
Penis.
Yep.
And he was a part of that video as well.
Oh, he did very poorly.
Very poorly.
Yeah.
Very poorly.
He was part of the video.
Yeah. Well, he's in the back. He's hiding. And people who are watching the video on Instagram don't know
who he is.
Yeah.
Right. That's the benefit of him being who he is.
Yep.
So that makes sense. Fourth on stock watch is Elliott Shore Parks, who we love dearly, but he is down.
Ooh,
and here's why he's down. Because you remember, we had the conversation on this show earlier today about the practice thing.
Yep.
And he won't give it up. We remember his answer with us. But here was his answer this morning when asked something similar.
I sat down yesterday and I rewatched the last Super Bowl with the Chiefs, watched the whole thing. And one thing that really stuck out to me was that the Chiefs were the tougher team in that game. Like, I don't know if we realized that at the time. I don't remember talking about that after the game. But when you watch that game, the Chiefs ran, like, through the Eagles, and they hit harder than the Eagles did. And I do wonder if in a year where there's been an emphasis on practicing harder and there's been an emphasis on being the tougher team, if getting the players out on the field, even if just for the 2 or 3 days it is, instead of giving them a walkthrough and letting them fully rest, I do wonder if that has something to do with it.
Does he know we can hear the radio?
It's unbelievable.
We work here. You can't get away with admitting you're wrong on a different show.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Man, I tell you.
Yeah.
He's just, it's hard to take his word seriously when he adjusts show to show.
Yes.
What he has
he
to
adjusts show to show. That's one way of putting it.
He does. He flip-flops on the...
Yeah, that's another way of putting it.
That was this morning at 7:30. 3 o'clock, he's arguing like to the death about how they do this in 22, and it worked.
And by the way, for me, flip-flopping is not finding out you're wrong and changing your mind.
Right.
To me, flip-flopping is that. Is like just saying one thing in one place, one thing in another place, so you're always covered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a flip-flopper.
Only Tornado can play it down the middle.
Yeah. Stockwatch, down. I agree with that, Elliot Shorepark.
Third on Stockwatch is Truckhorn Jerry.
Oh, Stockwatch. Up.
Flying up. Flying up. Now, I usually make him wait a little bit.
Yep.
Because most phone calls usually aren't that great.
But I saw it today, he was top of the board.
I got him right up there.
How about that?
We got a lot to cover with Jerry. Today, I feel like we're scratching the surface.
Yes.
He got talked to by his ex-wife that he thinks he's still married to, that he wants to get remarried back to.
Yep.
He was tight today.
We'll
get more out of him the more she says this is never happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of didn't want to. I don't know what progress he's making or not, but it seemed like he didn't really want to speak on it a whole lot.
No, she's a great lady.
Right.
You know, we've done so many good things together.
I love her so much. Please
I love her
back.
So much. I know you're at home in my house.
She's listening.
Yeah. Even though we're divorced.
Hon,
and I went
you.
On a date yesterday. Yeah. I told you about it.
Berated the poor date about the Bears and the
Yeah.
Eagles. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay. Second on Stockwatch is OK Andrew. This was brought up earlier, and it was alerted to me that OK Andrew made a phone call to the morning show this morning and is trying to jump ship from this show that put him on the map. Here is the audio of OK
yes.
Andrew.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Andrew right now. Andrew, good morning.
What it do, morning show?
What's up, Andrew?
I usually call him the afternoon show, but I can't get to them today. But my main point today is that we are going to annihilate the Chiefs on the ground. We're taking them to Pound Town down in New Orleans.
Ooh, boy.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a Foxhole guy anymore. He's not. There's
that
no excuse for
bad.
That.
Yeah.
He seemed like such a good kid.
We tried to invest in him he was like, you know what he is? He's an undrafted free agent.
Right.
And we brought him into camp and we saw a little bit of, you know, he came out with bread and butter. He wanted it badly. He came to the dentist office in Fort Washington.
Remember the days of bread and butter?
I know. But he came out of Chickies.
Yeah.
He was like, I love chopping it up with you guys.
Yep. And now I can't get it on the afternoon show today, so I'm just going to call the morning show and steal Ike's bit.
How do you know you can't get on the afternoon show?
Yeah.
It's a 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a show. The afternoon show hasn't even started yet.
And the nerve of stealing Pound Town.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does the whole what it do, like we did. Like we brought what it do out of him.
Yeah.
This is sad.
I have the answer for this, yes.
Yes.
I have the answer for this.
Subpar Andrew. He's not even okay
Subpar.
Anymore.
Subpar.
Subpar Andrew.
It's going down. Yep.
Yep.
Down, down, down.
Yep.
But number one on Stockwatch, and even though he forgot a trash bag, I'm still giving Buzz number one with stock up.
Why?
Because he's going to come in here with 300 signatures.
You know he's coming in here with 300
signatures. I trust Buzz.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a projection.
You're such a Buzz guy.
He's doing great. He's doing great. There's going to be a lot of video today. It's not going to be as bad as the video that Gilly put out of Buzz. But I think Buzz has done a great job so far. And I'm calling my shot here when it's all said and done. He's going to deserve to be number one on Stockwatch.
Wow. Stock going up, huh?
Stock going up on Buzz.
I feel like Buzz to you is like you were to me. Like you bring the guy in, you screwed up with Angelo, remember? And I was like, don't worry, this guy, whatever.
He'll get over it.
He didn't get over it.
Zach has like a little mentor thing going here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how Buzz's stock is up. Ask the
you
guy
don't
to
agree
do
with the list.
Ask the guy to do one thing: put a trash bag on the thing. Two things: get signatures, put a trash bag. One for two.
Well, not, he's got to close it out.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a projection.
We'll see. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the end of February now. 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Speaking of Commissioner Buzz, he is with us now.
Well, not yet.
Oh, he's not. You
After
said he
I
was
just
here.
Gave his flowers. Yeah. I told him to check in. He's not checking in. So he's probably getting flooded with so many requests. We'll get him.
One for three.
Yeah, I'm like, boy. And you said his stock was up.
Yeah, well, listen, that take's not aging very well so far.
215-592-9494. By the way, this is inside, pull the curtain back. This glass is really thick. The door is really thick. How do we smell whatever is cooking in the microwave?
I have no idea.
All the way over there.
It's unbelievable.
It's like the microwave is in the studio.
Here. Yeah.
Like that is pasta with cheese on it. I can smell it. Like somebody, Ashlyn was in here the other day, was cooking fish. You remember when she was cooking fish
yeah,
in there?
I do. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
It's too much smell.
From
I hate
the vent. From the vent up here? You see the vent on top? I think that's where it's coming in.
That could be what it is.
It has to be. Because you're right. It smells like it's cooking in here.
In here. 215-592-9494.
Was that Francisco?
Is it?
Where?
Well, at least he's not cooking something gross.
We just heated up something in that microwave.
Oh, Francisco's here. Oh, another thing we got to cover with Francisco heading into next week.
Yeah.
Are you guys aware that he owns a Mahomes jersey and wore it last week and also sleeps in it?
A Patrick Mahomes jersey?
Yeah.
Dude, get rid of that kid.
Wow.
Get rid of that kid.
Wow. This guy.
This is revealed on the John Johnson Overnight Show. Again, I got ears everywhere.
Yeah. But you really do.
He's producing us twice next week.
And Fran is?
Yeah.
Super Bowl week?
And if we get word that he has the Mahomes jersey on.
He would not be crazy enough to wear Mahomes jersey in this.
He wore a Randy Johnson Diamondbacks jersey during the NLCS against the Diamondbacks.
And he's a Phillies. Does he do a Phillies podcast
or
something?
He's a baseball podcast, yeah. Okay. But he's a turncoat. So we got our eyes on Fran.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And he's 30 and still sleeping with the jersey on. Yeah. I mean, what are we, five?
Yeah. Can we leave this place? I feel like it's going to unravel if we walk out the door.
Lakin's WIP.
Yep. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Man, it's like you're chopping some heads this week.
Well, bro, I'm just holding people accountable.
Okay. But fans of both of those. I'm an okay Andrew guy, and Fran's good dude.
Wow. So Fran is questionable. Okay, Andrew, here's the thing, Tasty Cake. He called the show with a lot of wanted to be part of the show, but was, in fairness, when he called, a terrible caller. And we tried, because of his energy and because he wanted it so bad, we're like, we're going to invest our time in you. And then he goes and calls the morning show, disses us, and steals Ike's Pound Town.
Pound Town, man.
Yeah. It's just it's the wrong kind of behavior.
Sexy red, but still.
Yeah, the wrong kind of energy from Andrew right now.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. All right. What's up, Tasty Cake?
I'm just want to keep my status good.
No, you kidding me? You're an all timer. You're an all timer.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So Kenny kind of said what I want to. So if this team wins, right, Spike,
yep,
and they become the best team, what a gigantic, because that on most lists that I've seen, Spike, the 83 Sixers are top five all time in the NBA list.
Yeah, I didn't agree for what it's worth.
Them,
yeah.
So to jump them, that would be like unbelievably gigantic.
Yeah, I do. So I agree with you. I agree with you. I don't think that there's a win that they can have on Sunday, next Sunday, that would put them ahead of the 83 Sixers for me. However, I would say this. The context of number one defense, 2,000-yard rusher, and then beating the Chiefs as they try to win. Like, the Chiefs, for all intents and purposes, are 80s Lakers. You know, like they are 90s Bulls. Like this is what they are. So I do think that if these Eagles win that Super Bowl, this team, I don't know where it will fit. I do think it's hard for a one-off team, if they don't win again or something, to be remembered as one of the best teams in NFL history. Like, I think that they usually reward the teams that have a long run. But if we're just talking about one season, this is a, if they win the Super Bowl, and again, I don't think they would pass the 83 Sixers, but this Eagles season would be pretty spectacular in a lot of ways, and I think there would be an argument. The only other thing, and this isn't, it shouldn't count, but it does, is that they're the Eagles. And every Eagles championship is going to be bigger than a Sixers championship here. You know, it just, to your point, yeah, it just, it means more. And that's, there's nothing the Sixers can do about that, right? Like, there's nothing they can do about it. So I think it's a debate. I'm still on your side with it, but I think if they beat this team, it's a lot different than them having beaten the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Yep. On Wednesday, so I had a doctor's appointment Wednesday, Spike. I couldn't get in to make a comment. But here's why it's so tremendously important to beat Andy Reid. Because if the Eagles beat Andy Reid, Ike, whatever order you want to put him in, the three best coaches of all times are Vince Lombardi, Belichick, and Andy Reid. They're the three best. The Eagles would be the only franchise to hold championship wins over all three of them.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, that's impressive,
too. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
that's a franchise-making statistic. You beat Vince Lombardi, Belichick, and Andy Reid? That's pretty clutch.
Who else is in the all-time head coach conversation?
I would have those three. So my Mount Rushmore would be those three with Bill Walsh.
Okay, right. And Bill Walsh changed the game.
Yes.
You know, and that is that it's not a championship, but it is super important. Yep. I think that.
And he won three Super Bowls.
Yes.
And the one last thing I wanted to get, Ike, I want to ask Spike and Jack, the 4 o'clock break. Spike, do you guys have any control on the national pundits you have speaking on the break?
The Infinity Sports Network? No.
Okay, yeah, we have no control.
Well, besides Gil.
The guy at 4 o'clock absolutely said that Jalen Hurts is this generation's Peyton Manning. Case closed.
Who was it? Who said it? Who
it
was it?
Wasn't that Zach Irvin?
It was Bill Reiter.
Oh, I'll talk to Bill.
You heard that, Jack?
Yeah, I heard it too. We'll have a sit-down conversation. That's not appropriate.
Yeah, and Dom, wow. So I don't control those now, but I did. It was my previous job. I actually did. That was my job. Yep. And I respect Bill a great deal, especially because he thinks Doc Rivers stinks. So I really respect Bill. But this Peyton Manning, what does that even mean? Now, wait a minute. Was he saying Peyton Manning like in the last Super Bowl he won?
He was saying, and Jack will help me on this, that I got this right, that for the folks that criticize Jalen Hurts, you now have to gravitate towards his greatness because he's this generation's Peyton Manning.
We might have to get Bill on the phone.
Explain what he meant by that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay, Tasty Cake. Maybe we'll get Bill on in 5:30 segment. Because that sounds insane to me.
Yeah.
All right.
But really, does it?
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's not even
Peyton Manning controlled the whole game.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning.
Tuesday with all the Jalen love, and now you're back to
because he's not Peyton Manning. Yeah, come on, like let's chill out a little bit, Peyton. And look,
arguably one of the five greatest quarterbacks ever.
Yeah,
five to ten anyway.
Look, come on. Look, here's the thing. I actually acknowledge Peyton Manning's faults. And people don't like when I do this. I think there's a similarity between Peyton Manning and James Harden, in that they were sort of brilliant in the way they saw the field and the court, a way that other people did. And during the regular season, could absolutely control a game like nobody else could. But both of them, now Peyton ended up winning two Super Bowls, one that he was more responsible for than the other one. Peyton Manning ended up winning two Super Bowls. Harden never won anything in the playoffs. But I don't... Peyton Manning is an all-time...
Peyton went to four Super Bowls.
Yeah, as an all-time quarterback. He's like top five all-time?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But because of TD, he played the Jalen role in Denver, right, Ike?
Sure.
Because of
well, not, not no, the defense, yes, because of the Denver defense.
Peyton Manning.
No, he was not.
No, he was done at the end.
He couldn't throw the ball 30 yards.
Remember, he didn't start half the season.
Brock. No, what was his name?
Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. Osweiler started because he was mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benched him.
No, he's too tall.
If we want to compare him to that year's Peyton Manning, that's fine. And again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just think that's overboard. I don't think that makes any. I don't think that's even close.
I'm doing my physical because I really want to come to Chickie's Friday to hang with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, would love that. Tasty cake. Would love that.
I had so many great times hanging out with Ike. He's the greatest, man.
Ah, Holly's your boy.
I agree. I agree. Would love to see you next Friday, Tasty Cake. We got to get Buzz on here. All right, brother. All right, brother. Peyton Manning was basically the offensive coordinator and the quarterback.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's settle down for just a second.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, okay, we can argue about it. I'm not arguing about whether Jalen is Peyton
There's
Manning.
One video of Orlovsky breaking down the checks of the line, and now we got Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Buzz, Mr. Commissioner Buzz, where are you?
We are currently riding on the Schuylkill back from Chickies and Pete's.
Do we have 300 signatures?
We have 300 signatures. You'll be very impressed. We have filled this card top to bottom, left to right.
Okay.
Very successful day out here.
Okay.
Besides it being spelled wrong.
Yeah, and getting wet.
Besides it being spelled wrong, which wasn't my fault.
Yeah, and getting wet. Your fault.
And getting wet. The card is dry.
Okay.
The last few stops were indoors.
Okay.
So overall, really good day out here.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you. Better not. I'm going to count the signatures, Buzz.
I know you will.
All right. There he is. Commissioner Buzz. He says he got at least 300 signatures. Do we think there are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'd say 400.
You're a big Buzz guy, so I can't. I gotta
stick. And as you know, not a great time for my word, you know, at this time.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
83 Sixers?
Yeah.
A little over the top with the praise.
Why?
Just saying.
They won 65 games.
Okay.
They lost one playoff game.
Okay. It was only two rounds.
They had three rounds total.
I thought it was only two. Well, including the championship round.
Yeah.
Well, it's four rounds now.
Yes.
Yes.
Three Hall of Famers.
Yep.
Four Hall of Famers if you include the coach.
Okay.
Plus Andrew Toney, plus Bobby Jones. That's a friggin' awesome. And beat a great team in the finals.
Yeah, but it feels like it was really just the one run.
Well, yeah, they choked in the other year.
But this is one, we're talking about 1 year. That's what, that's what the debate is.
I agree with that. I'm just saying, I don't know if they did, what was so magnificent that they did that year? It makes it, we're basically taking what their collection of their team was from a resume standpoint.
And 65 wins and
65
one playoff
wins, how
loss.
Impressive is that? How many teams have won 65 games?
Probably not a lot, 10 or fewer. How many times have teams won 60? Look, I don't know.
NBA wasn't that great back then either.
It was pretty good.
Oh,
there's fewer teams.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Oh.
83.
Now we're disrespecting the 83 Sixers.
No, I'm just saying, we act like there's 92 Bulls or something.
Yeah.
They were really,
I mean,
really
96
good
96 Bulls or something. Like,
dude, Moses averaged like 26 and 20.
He was great.
Yeah. You hate Dr. J.
Just a smidge overrated as a player. He couldn't shoot.
Don't ever say Dr. J is overrated.
Yeah, like, stop it.
Ever.
All right.
He's rated fine.
Yeah.
He's great. I'm just saying, we talk about that team like they were, I don't know,
they were awesome.
They didn't go to year, did they win it the year before or the year after?
No, but that's not the point.
Right.
This Eagles team didn't win it the year before.
Know,
they collapsed the year before.
We got a chance to win it next year.
I'm just saying.
All right. I'm just saying. The 83 Sixers, man. We do a lot of the 83 Sixers, man.
Well, it's a great team. You only lose one playoff game. You're a great team.
Well, why don't we respect the 67 Sixers?
Are you just saying this because they beat the Lakers?
No.
Okay. All right.
He's just doing this.
I'm trying to flip this on me like I'm a Laker fan. I know what you're doing now. I'm just. What are you doing?
I don't know. Tom Brady had something to say about Jalen Hurts. We will listen to that. In fact, he called him Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, and Aaron Rodgers all rolled up into one. Yeah. We'll talk about that next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the pros at Glad Hair just took it to the house again with Exosomes, the newest addition to the Glad system of hair restoration. Everybody's talking about the hair loss breakthrough. Not all exosomes are created equal. Trust the experts at Glad Hair by Morgan Stern Medical, offering the industry's most leading edge treatment delivered by an unmatched team of specialists. Learn more about exosomes and feel confident like you're going for it on fourth down. Call them 610-980-4000 or visit GladHairMCTR.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. TK was singing in there? Yeah, I got a little TK in there.
His mic wasn't on.
Oh.
Well, he didn't tell me he was going to sing with us.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
The next time you'll hear that, it'll be from the middle of Radio Row as we're annoying everyone in New Orleans. So the final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. So there's not a number on this, but I was just eyeing the replies. Jack on the WIP Afternoons Twitter account posted the Gilly video of everybody dancing and said, who performed the worst?
Oh, boy.
And it does seem like most of the answers are saying Rod. Or the guy in the blue in the back, which is Rod. So, you know, Fritz takes a couple hits, but it's mostly Rod. I don't think Rod knew what he was doing.
Well, I guarantee you Rod didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
No idea.
I give him credit. He did it, even though he didn't know what he was doing.
I was a little stiff, too, but it's all right.
Yeah. Gotta get Saban in
Nick
here.
Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was. We'll say I'm not the greatest dancer.
Yeah. Have you heard this Jalen audio from today?
I've not.
Oh, this is a good one.
Uh-oh.
So the context of this is Nick, I guess, told the players on the team to close their eyes and envision the best game they had ever played.
Yeah, before the NFC Championship game.
Before the NFC Championship game. So Zach Berman asked this question to Jalen.
In that team meeting the other day when Nick asked you guys to close your eyes and envision your best game, what came to your mind?
Nothing.
Wow.
This dude is something else, man.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well,
you don't want to give anybody anything.
No, I guess, you know, is it the I'm locked in mode? I don't have time for the fun and games. Is that what it is? Is that what he's doing?
I don't even know anymore.
I'm like, I don't know. Is he locked in or where he's like, he's just not in the mood for. Like, you had to know that was a lighthearted question.
It was really a harmless.
Yeah, that was a harmless question.
And really, at this point, I get it, right? Like, they've been asked questions for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, there's no game on Sunday.
Yep.
And they have this availability where they got to ask answer questions anyway. Yep. And the reporters got to ask questions because we do this whole, you know, dippily do. That's what we do.
Yep.
But it's a pretty easy one.
That's a pretty easy one. That's not even anything that's controversial or anything.
It's like, you know what? I don't even remember. Or, you know, a little from this game, a little from that game. If you don't want to give the Chiefs any hint as to how you're going to play, nothing. And I believe he's being honest. I'll give him credit.
So what was the question? What's the best game you played in?
Close your eyes and imagine the best, your best game.
Your best game. So he would have. Is he anticipating being asked what was his best game?
Maybe.
So he doesn't want that.
Doesn't
want
to answer
dissected.
It.
Yeah, he doesn't want that dissected.
Because it's some game where he throws 34 times.
Right? Yeah, that's the next question is what game was it?
Well, because he could have said last Super Bowl, and then maybe the Chiefs are like, oh, he thought he was great last time. We'll shut him down.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, man, listen.
I think he watches that clip of Kobe, right? Where Kobe says, "Or you're not happy?
Yeah, and job's not
done. I think he watches that every morning.
Well, can't fault him for that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, even Kobe was like trying to do a thing always, you know? And that's what I really liked about sort of before he passed away early. In the late years of Kobe, it felt like he was sort of coming into his own as a more open person as to who he was and who
Let
his guard down a little bit. And like, we don't have to deal with the whole, I don't have any friends.
Right.
Like, I get it. Right. But can we just talk about this?
can you be regular for a minute?
Just
man?
For 1 minute. And that's actually toward the, after Kobe's playing career ended is when I started liking Kobe more and having, and actually, because you've asked me this about why Jalen isn't my favorite. Mm-hmm. And I started appreciating Kobe's game more the more that I knew Kobe, you know, not personally, but the more he showed of himself.
Showed more of himself,
I could put his game into better context as a whole package.
Yeah.
But whatever, you know, as long as he wins next Sunday, that's all.
True.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, what's up, brother?
OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
Listen, man, my son, this is what he do, right? And this is what y'all don't understand. Jalen the Duke Hurst is chasing greatness. Yeah, there's no time for no games and all this crap. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to act like they achieved something. They haven't done it yet. When this game comes up, y'all want to see probably the best Jalen Hurts you ever saw. Because all of this stuff is bottled up. You know what I'm saying? And it's not frustration. It's not. These are things, personal things that he needs for him. He goes, not Philadelphia, not the fans. Jalen has these things that he wants to accomplish for him. Just him. And I called up here, and I waited on for 24 hours on hold. And for this moment, right? Because I kind of wanted to let Spike and Jack and you, Ike, know that Jalen Hurts, we talk about him, and everybody talk about, well, if you put him here, if another quarterback had that, do we realize the reason why the Eagles are where we are right now is because Jalen Hurts was a hit? When Howie drafted him, we hit on that. You know what? If Jalen Hurts wasn't the quarterback that he is today, we wouldn't have been able to draft Devonta Smith with that sixth pick. We would have had to try and draft a quarterback. We wouldn't have a Jalen Carter. We wouldn't have A.J. Brown here.
Well, we hold on. Would you stop it?
Saquon. I'm just no.
They
I'm,
had the if, pick for Jalen. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What I'm trying to tell you is this here. Without having to go and break the bank on a quarterback that you drafted in the second round that you hit on, if you did not hit on him, we would have ended up with Justin Fields. Remember that when all of y'all wanted him? Remember this? See, these are the things y'all don't remember. And I'm trying to tell you that because we hit on him, he is a sick. We made it.
I never wanted Justin Fields. I don't even know what you're talking about. I really this is such a swing and a miss from you.
We hit on what greatness is. I know you don't.
How does he get credit for Jalen Carter?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Because at the time, if you look at how draft picks go, you draft according to what your needs are. So I'm going to tell you right now, if Jalen was not the quarterback that he is today, we would have had to draft another quarterback the year we drafted Devonta Smith. And then the year after...
And if the Eagles didn't sign Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts might not have a job here in 2 years.
And if Russell Wilson said, I'd come to Philadelphia, he'd be the quarterback. And if Deshaun Watson said he'd come to Philadelphia, he'd be the quarterback.
No disrespect to Saquon Barkley. We went to a Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley has never had the success that he's having with us right now. Jalen Hurts holds two players back. That's the DN and the linebacker, in case y'all don't know football.
Wait a minute. How many yards did he have in the game when Kenny Pickett started? He had 150. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Good night. This is a ridiculous call. That was his worst call of all time. I don't even know what he was talking about.
Well, so I do. If he's trying to say that him being on a rookie contract allowed him to get other players.
No, all he was saying was that because we had a quarterback, we could draft other players.
Sure.
Yes, fine. Yes, great. What does that have to do with anything? As they say, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? That's what my grandmother used to say. If that's a bad thing, I don't know. Maybe she didn't know. Buzz is back. Let me see the card, buddy. Let me see it. Open it up.
Do you see the spelling?
It's a little beat up.
Let me see it.
That is not 300 signatures. There's no chance.
We filled it up pretty nicely, I think.
That is not even close to 300 signatures, Jack. It's not even close. To be honest with you, I bet that's not even 100.
Whoa, no, that's got to be 100.
That's got to be 100.
Nope.
Like I'll count them.
Looks like 300. No, you won't count them.
I'll count them. I'll count them on the hallway.
It's only on the inside? It's not on the outside?
No, we filled up the inside.
Oh, okay.
Because people signed on the inside. Mm.
Did anyone recognize it said kindest?
That is not 300 signatures.
It's not even close. Yeah. And it's torn up top.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Looks good, though.
Yeah, well, we did what we could. Right? It was a solid effort, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, you sound disappointed.
He's a C student over here. I got a C student.
C student?
Yeah. I'm looking at C student work over here.
We went in line.
You finished your homework and you turned it in, that was good enough for you.
Transfer,
you didn't care.
Got almost everyone to do it there.
You didn't even care. By the way, getting them to sign a union transfer is like shooting fish in a barrel.
I know. Same with Chickies.
Yeah.
But it was still volume.
I'm not impressed. You put your name up for him.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed.
Well, I think you've been, hard on a lot of people today.
Have I?
I think you're on edge. I think the back's tightening up a little bit late in the show.
I'm not on edge.
I thought Buzz did great.
Thank you, Jack. About time Jack was on my side.
It didn't seem like he was on edge to me now. No. Was not happy that the fact that the card is not spelled correctly.
Yeah, but I let that one go.
Let that one go.
That's let that bit. One go.
Well, the trash bag. We didn't have the trash bag for the card.
I would have let that go if there had been 300 signatures.
Right. The thing about the trash bag is it wouldn't have helped much. It got wet when people were signing it. The transporting wasn't the issue. It was when people were signing it, it got wet.
Bro, you didn't even try with the trash bag.
But it was under the umbrella the whole time. It was fine. The trash bag would not have helped. That's what Tucker and I concluded in the car ride back.
Here's what we're going to do. Well, Tucker's got a whole other issue here because he's responsible for the misspelling in the card.
He is.
So I'm going to grade you like Elliot does with the Eagles.
Sure. Good.
I'm going to give you a C-.
C-?
Wow. Yeah. What, are you going to check the tape, though, and maybe bump it up to a B-plus?
Say normally goes
well, up. I'll sleep on it. It's not final grade. It's in pencil until tomorrow. Jack, do you want to give a grade to Buzz?
Well, I can't see the card.
It's like 93 signatures.
That looks like about 150 signatures.
It's not 150.
I think it's... you're right. It may be a little bit lower.
Yeah.
But he did his best.
You want to give him a grade?
I'll give him a C-plus.
Okay. Ike, you want to grade Buzz?
I gave him a B-.
Thank you, Ike.
Look at how.
Can always count on Ike.
Pandering, Ike.
No, it's not pandering. You kidding me? I mean, people had to give me grades on the curve.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on a bell curve
here. I would be here without teachers giving me a grade on curve. You know what I mean?
Well, Buzz, I am thankful for your effort.
I was out there for what, 3 hours?
I'm thankful
That's
for
That's what I'm giving you a high grade for.
All right, I was out there for 3 hours. So
he was out there.
Okay.
So you get paid to do it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well then I don't care how many hours you're out there. You got paid for as many hours as you worked. Congratulations, America.
What would you say is the best story of your time out there, Buzz? Yeah. Any memorable stories?
Well, the guy who thought I was scamming him at Reading Terminal Market, he was like, do I have to pay to sign? I was like, no, I'm not asking for money, man. And then there were a couple of international tourists who had absolutely no idea what we're doing, but were happy to sign anyway.
Where were they from?
I'll guess the Spanish-speaking country, Colombia, maybe.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you, Buzz.
Thank you.
I appreciate your hard work that you got paid
Next time, I'm going to ask for more time. little bit of extra time, maybe I get to 300.
Okay.
Right. Yep.
You see, I thank you for your good work. What
I
do you
appreciate
want
it, Spike.
All right, I do. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, Buzz.
Probably want to leave on a high note.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to salute my way out of here.
There you go. We will finish up the show right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
I mean, what a show today.
It's torn in the middle. It's not even close to 300 signatures. He didn't even count the signatures.
That is disappointing. He lied to me and told me he counted everything. He's like Mike McCarthy when he took the Cowboys job and said he watched tape of every single game last year.
His only win is that he didn't number two in his pants the entire time.
And he was out there.
Yeah.
And he was out there. Listen, the big game's coming up. You got to make sure that your house, your kitchen, all ready with the perfect appliances. And the best place to go for that, as always, is National Appliance Warehouse down in tax-free Delaware. Your dollar's always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. But on top of that, also great savings events going on, like the President's Day mega sale that's going on right now. So National Appliance Warehouse, always taking care of you. You're going to get the perfect appliance for you. I mentioned that. 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands. I've talked a lot about Gen Air, but they also have Sub-Zero. Whatever you need for your house, National Appliance Warehouse has you covered. And on top of that, you're walking into a difference-making culture. You walk in, you truly feel like you're a part of their family. They're knowledgeable. They're smart. They'll take care of you. That's the difference at National Appliance Warehouse. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com. Visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
See, Buzz needs the balance. Jack is here, you know, giving him advice, lifting him up. I'm here holding him accountable. Yeah. I'm just not going to let him show up for work and, you know, give him a gold star.
We need that accountability, just accountability.
It's truth. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Dustin?
Spike, Spritzy baby, how are you?
What's up, brother?
You guys ready, man? When are you guys leaving?
Sunday,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man, dude, you guys are lucky, man. You guys are going to have a blast. Yo, real, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
All right. It has never been more time to go home than it is right now. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? Yeah. How y'all doing this time, brother?
Oh, boy, you know, it's the end of the show, brother.
You've made it through, boys. Y'all got a big week ahead of you, so when you get off, just chill on your way home best you can. I know it's probably some traffic for you and whatnot, but quick, I think, like, I've had 3 or 4 people send me that video. Are y'all sure Rod didn't take a handful of blue chews before he done that? Because he was stiff as a poker trying to dance, boys.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now.
Yeah, Rod. Rod's lucky people don't know which one he is. However,
I know, because he didn't know if he was coming or going. He's trying to do it there.
However, Giglio did isolate Fritz alone and send it to me and Ike. And man, when you just look at Fritz, man, it's good. It's good. It's good.
I'm going to be honest. When I seen it, me and my wife, we were sitting here in the car and we watched about 3 or 4 times, and she said, oh, poor Jack.
Yeah.
A lot of people had that sentiment.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom said it was fine.
There you go.
Always positive. Hey,
special boy over there.
Yeah, Jack looked a whole lot looser than Rod. I'm here to tell you right now.
Yes, that's for sure.
Rod was stiff as a poker, but I don't know what y'all got on your agenda for next week. And I know, Spike, you're all into horror movies and stuff, but I have a cousin who did a haunted tour down there, and she said it was awesome. And they got to tour this house that Nicolas Cage owned, and it was like haunted as all get out. And he actually built some kind of shrine outside because some witch voodoo doctor told him.
This is in New Orleans?
Yeah. I actually saw that. I did that tour with my wife once, and there's some wild stories about New Orleans. Wild, scary stories about New Orleans.
It actually spooked Nicolas Cage so bad. He has sold the damn place, I reckon. He's like, hell with it, I'm out. There was so much stuff going on. But also, if you want the best Beignet, or ever how you call it, go to Cafe Beignet, not the other place.
I like Cafe Du Monde. I went to both. I thought Cafe Du Monde was good.
What are you going for, man? Let somebody else go since you've done Ben. You
helped us out. Well, Spike has it. Well, we need Spike. He's going to have to show us where the hell to go.
Yeah, there you go. I can't eat any of it anymore anyway, so.
That's true.
Well, ain't none of us can. We all eating healthy, eating salads and saladite and salad frites and Justy salads. I'm eating salads this week, too. So, anyway, I'm going to get off here. But like, I just wanted to call back the video, guys. That was great. And got to give an A for effort. And one more thing about poor Buzz. If he was out there in the rain, man, you got to bump him up another letter grade just being out in the weather, dude.
Well, he was driving around. I mean, it's not like he was out there bracing the elements.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Well, I thought he was kind of outside and in line with
no,
for the Kelsey.
No,
with the
well,
rain.
Sort of.
20 minutes. Fine. They were outside, too. They weren't getting paid.
Well, boy, I tell you what, you're tougher than a
that program director is Spike coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here to tell you, son, you rough on poor Buzz. But anyway, Buzz, I got you back, son. Y'all be careful. Have a good time. I'll holler at you next week. Can't wait for 5:30 Creed on Radio Row. That's going to be epic. We need video. But I love you, boys. I mean, be careful down yonder.
All right. All right. See you, Justin. Not there. Yeah. Whew. It's been quite a show. Quite a show. I think the thing with Buzz is it's not that he didn't get 300 signatures. It's that on his way back, he told me assuredly there were 300 signatures.
When he knew that it wasn't even close.
And then he walked in here, Jack, hold on. He opened the card and showed it to me and said, that's 300 signatures. Like I'm a moron.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
well, he
I'm
thought
stupid.
It was showing the Jack, and he knew Jack would just go along with it. Yeah. Like, all right, yeah, it looks like 300 to me.
Yeah, yeah, you don't like being lied to.
I don't like team good enough over here.
Yeah,
I like team great.
You didn't grow up in the participation trophy society like we did.
No, yes, you kids. You have orange slices and trophies for everyone. Oh, congrats, Buzz. Congrats for getting paid to do your job. Really appreciate it. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. When he delivers it, I need an A-plus from him. That's what I need. He can make up for this on the delivery part of
this.
He
gets a photo with Joe Shane.
That's an A+. It's an A+. With the misspelled card and the 87 signatures?
Yeah.
It's an A+.
87 signatures.
It's not even 100. I guarantee you it's not even 100. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
The Eagles' longer and harder practices this season have been brought to you by Blue Chew. Spike, the next time he does the read.
Yeah, I don't know if I can tie the Eagles in to them. I don't know that
they're not the official sponsor.
No. But it's a good thought. I'll keep it in mind. What's next?
Wouldn't be the first time there's been a smear campaign against me. Buzz on the street.
Oh, that's disgusting. I get that joke.
I just caught on to that.
That's
yeah,
gross.
I'm like, smear campaign.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
That's a good joke.
It's a good joke, and it's disgusting. What's next?
How many idiots does it take to catch a misspelling on a giant greeting card? Not a joke. I'm seriously asking the question. Tom from Abington.
Well,
we all
missed it.
Yeah, we all missed it. I blame Tucker.
Well,
I blame
no.
Ava.
You got to take it to the top. I mean,
oh, yeah. Well,
it's Lakin's fault.
Ultimately, he's the one that gets blamed for it.
Yeah.
Ultimately, he's the one that gets blamed for it. He was so proud of it.
He was so
He certainly mad. Seemed to be the one taking it the hardest, too.
Well, he was actually mad.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
I think it's funny. Spike's actually mad, too.
No, I was laughing it off. I was laughing. It was fine.
Rod's not laughing it off.
No. We got content out of it, so it's fine with me. What's next?
Why am I signing this watercolor print? Random Philadelphian seeing all the running signatures of Buzz's wet card.
It's torn in the middle because it's yeah. All right, what's next?
Jerry the Truckhorn guy quickly said, "Oh no, I'm not telling you her name," as if he's a guarded person and not the guy who spent 2 days richly detailing the last 5 years of his marital situation. Frank in Ardmore.
So true.
Also, yeah. How would we know who she is?
Yeah.
Like, you have to give the name so then when she calls.
Tell us who it is, yes.
Yeah.
And when she gets on the air, we're going to use her name, unless it's just Jerry the Truckhorn driver's ex-wife that he calls hon.
Yeah, and by the way, if she says her name's Sally, it's not like we can find her.
Yeah, there's like, what do you think?
Millions of people in this area.
We're asking for her address.
Right. What's next?
$1,500 cleaning charge for blood on the carpet. The receipt for Rios's Airbnb.
Yeah, dude. Rios in New Orleans.
Man.
I just...
Blood on the carpet.
He's going to be a problem in New Orleans.
Yes. He is. That's going to be a one-of-a-kind Rios speech. One-of-a-kind. What's next?
Paying attention to the videos.
Yes. What's next?
Nods politely. Jack in the producer booth when Gilly started talking quarterbacks.
Yes.
I didn't want to ruin the mood.
Yes.
I give both of you guys credit.
Yeah.
For allowing Gilly to have his opinion.
Yeah.
He did
and
break
then,
me with Lamar.
Well, you know,
that was funny. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. I was like, well, I can't not respond because then people are going to say to me,
yes.
Well, you didn't say anything to him.
Right.
So I had to push back a little bit
yeah.
Just a little bit so we could have
perfect.
Fun.
No, yeah. It was perfect. It was perfect.
And then the Eli over Aaron Rodgers thing. It's like, no.
You couldn't let that one go.
No.
It's like he'd been listening to the show.
Yes.
It's like, how can I get Spike?
Yep. Right in my face.
Yep.
Josh Allen. Oh, all right. Lamar Jackson. Okay. TK is next.
Yeah.
It did sound like he was a listener.
It did.
It did sound like he'd been listening to the show.
By the way, do we do the birds thing today or no? Because there's no game on Sunday.
No.
We don't. Okay, I just want to make sure.
I don't want to ruin it.
Okay, so we will talk to you Monday from Radio Row in New Orleans. Thanks for a great week of radio. We will talk to you then.